Brandon Dillon, who is from the Grand Rapids area. Representative Dillon, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time this morning. I want to know what you think about the results of the Roy Schmidt investigation.
Well, it's, you know, actually, it's pretty sad. The whole escapade and incident, and when you actually see it on paper, it's documented that there was a real life conspiracy to rig an election that involved payouts, and I think the report speaks for itself. For those who haven't seen it, they should go look at it, because I think it really sheds a lot of light on what happened here in this incident, and it's not a good light.
Why was this done?
Well, that's only a question the speaker and Mr. Schmidt can answer, but, you know, I don't really even think it matters why. It was done, and the prosecutor, a Republican prosecutor in Kent County, who said, you know, if he could charge them with something, he would. But unfortunately, there's a gaping hole in election law. He said he was embarrassed and disgusted by the whole thing.
All right.
And I think voters should be, too.
All right. Since no laws were broken, was this just a case where Democrats are piling on a Republican?
Well, I think when you have, just because no laws were broken doesn't make something right. And in fact, there is still the potential for campaign finance violations, which the prosecutor said he wasn't equipped to answer, and forwarded that onto the Secretary of State. But, you know, when you offer to pay somebody money and a trip to be on the ballot and not run an election, that's akin to paying a boxer to take a dive, as the prosecutor pointed out, and I think most people would be repelled by that, whether they're Democrats or Republicans.
Does this story affect the speaker's effectiveness to do his job?
You know, I think only the members of the Republican caucus can answer that. I can say this. If this was my leader who had done this, I'd be concerned. You know, but that's going to be there. They're going to have to sort that out. I think what it does show is that at the highest levels of the state house, there was a real effort on politics and trying to deny people an opportunity to have a vote, a real vote in an election. I think it's a serious issue.
Should the speaker step down?
Well, we'll leave that up to the speaker. Like I said, if this was a Democratic speaker, I would have real concerns, and I think most of the members of my caucus would, about that person's ability to go forward. But that's going to be up to their members. If they feel he's able to be effective despite the fact that he was involved, actively involved in quarterbacking an election rigging effort, then, you know, they can keep him. But I think the whole incident is just sad, and it really reinforces the notion amongst the public that that there's corruption in politics, and when you read a report like this, you know, how can you blame them?
Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville was on this show yesterday, and we were talking about the health exchange, and he discussed how the Senate has dealt with this last year. What's going on with the House? It seems like this is an issue that's being pushed off to the side, and it seems to be a very important topic. From your perspective, what's going on in the House?
Maybe they've been too busy trying to rig elections somewhere else to have a chance to do this, but I don't know. It's pretty simple. Originally, we were told they were going to wait until the Supreme Court ruled. Supreme Court's ruled, and now seems to be they want to move the goalposts even further and wait till after the November election in the hopes that Mitt Romney becomes president. This is something that the governor has said we should do regardless of if there was an Affordable Care Act. It's a marketplace, a clearinghouse for people to share and compare prices for health insurance. Seems like a good free market solution to me. I'm just confused as to why any Republican would not support it.
Well, from your perspective, why is the GOP caucus divided on this issue?
Well, I think there's some in there who believe that anything to do with setting up these health exchanges will somehow make them complicit in the enactment of what they would refer to as Obamacare. And they have many people on the fringes of their party sending out mailers and threatening people with primaries and all sorts of other unsavory things if they go along with it. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but I do know that there are some who believe that this is akin to, you know, basically voting for or affirming national health care. And as Governor Snyder said, I think there's a good case to be made that this should be something Michigan should do independently, because if we don't, the feds are just going to step in and give us a one-size-fits-all exchange anyways.
All right. How else will this issue hurt the state of Michigan if it's pushed off until after the election?
Well, we're potentially leaving a significant amount of money on the table, too. You know, there's federal money, planning grants, and also money to help set up the exchange that we could be forfeiting. And, you know, I'm pretty confident that the president is going to be reelected, and he's certainly going to win in Michigan. So I don't think there's any, you know, any need to delay any further on this health exchange. We might as well get it done. I hope the health schedules it for a vote as soon as possible. I'd like to work on it today.
All right, and final question for you. Where are we with the teachers' health bill?
You know, I my understanding is they may have a compromised version between what the House and Senate passed. I haven't seen that yet, so we're just waiting to see, you know, if a few of those details can be ironed out. I didn't support the version that passed the House, and I'll be eager to see if there's something in this new compromise that's any better than the old, but I suspect we may see something today.
Where did it fail from your perspective?
Well, I think just overall, you know, there's obviously a problem in the teacher retirement system. It's a, you know, we get less people paying in and more people collecting, but the reasons we're in that situation are many, but part of it is a significant amount of charter school expansion and now cyber schools, and if we're not going to bring those people into the mix to pay into the system, I don't think you can have a solution that's equitable and fair to those that, for no fault of their own, are just the victims of policies made in Lansing. So until we bring those stranded costs in with the charters and others, and I just think that the solution doesn't meet the basic test of fairness.
We've been talking with State Representative Brandon Dillon. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Coach.